This is Stacey Cole. Tony Bruschi and I recorded this segment just before the verdict was released. The verdict? Guilty. And now, our conversation.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
That indeed it is. And this has been a fascinating trial to watch. We're expecting a decision not too far from now from the jury, and we will bring that to you as it comes down. We're talking about Charles Adelson. Let's just go through the story in case you are not familiar with it. Some very interesting conversations that are up on YouTube, and we're going to be here on the podcast feed this week. I've had with Bob Mata, defense attorney, about it. But do check out our YouTube channel if you've not done so yet. All sorts of stuff. If there are videos of all the interviews are now up there. I should talk about this more on the air because I don't think people realize this, but we are now doing video on all of our interviews. So if you want to watch the guest and watch the full interview, check out the Hidden Killers pod on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you can watch all of that. Video is also up on other social media as well. So this story, the Florida dentist, he's testifying in the murder for hire trial. He claims he was extorted in this high profile case. Florida dentist Charles Adelson took the stand on Friday that he never explained to authorities that he was the victim, and testifying that he was the victim of extortion rather than the mastermind behind a 2014 murder of his ex-brother-in-law, Dan Markle. Prosecutors allege that Adelson paid to have Markle killed following a bitter custody battle with Adelson's sister, Wendy. Adelson contends investigators misunderstood the situation, and he remained silent out of fear for his life. 9 years now after the murder of Dan Markle, a prominent Florida State University law professor, Adelson admitted under questioning by his lawyer on Thursday that he paid the killer's money after the fact, but he claimed it was because he was under threat. Link between Adelson and the killers was his ex-girlfriend, Catherine McBonough, who informed Adelson shortly after the murder that her friends were the perpetrators and demanded over $300,000 within 48 hours to spare his life. Prosecutor Georgia Kappelman attempted to cast doubt on Adelson's story during Friday's testimony. She questioned the circumstances of Adelson's financial transactions with McBonough, pointing out that he willingly handed over $138,000 in cash without any apparent coercion. Additionally, Kappelman noted that Adelson spent the night with McBonough after the exchange and continued to give her expensive gifts, put her on his family's dentistry payroll, and provided her with a monthly payment of $3,000 to pass on to the extortionists. So it was a payment plan with extortionists.
Well, you know, that's kind of the new way of doing things.
Who also is the girlfriend and still had a relationship with him. Do extortionists send a girlfriend of their victim to collect their extortion money? Is that the way it's done? Kappelman asked sarcastically. Kappelman also highlighted the fact that Adelson maintained a sexual relationship with McBonough months after the murder and expressed his love for her through text messages. Adelson defended his actions, stating that he believed McBonough was not involved in orchestrating the extortion plot and that she was safeguarding him from the real killers. He described the monthly payments as a form of life insurance that he believed kept him alive. I didn't get killed. I didn't get robbed. The extortion never went up. She was protecting me, Adelson asserted. Prosecutors argue that Adelson paid to have Dan Markle murdered, with McBonough allegedly hiring hitman Sigfrido Garcia, the father of her children, to carry out the act. Garcia, in turn, enlisted the help of his childhood friend, Luis Rivera. Both McBonough and Garcia were convicted of first-degree murder, while Rivera is serving a 19-year sentence after pleading guilty to second-degree murder in exchange for testifying against Garcia and McBonough. Charles Adelson currently faces charges of first-degree murder, conspiracy, and solicitation of murder. A trial is centered around the contentious custody battle between Markle and Wendy Adelson, Charles Adelson's sister. Markle and Wendy Adelson were divorced and shared custody of their children. A judge had ruled against Wendy Adelson's wish to relocate with the children to South Florida, leading to tensions. During his testimony, Adelson revealed that his family had offered Markle $1 million to move to South Florida, with Adelson himself offering to pay one-third of the cost. He disclosed these details to McBona, who later informed Garcia. Adelson insisted that he believed Garcia and Rivera had acted independently and that McBona was innocent even after her arrest in 2016. It was only during her trial 3 years later that Adelson realized her involvement in the plot. We'll keep watching this. It's drawn a lot of attention about these relationships, and it's confusing as hell. This is one where even after going through it over and over and over, it's like, how, who, what, yeah. Where? When he testified the other day, he's actually kind of a likable guy. Charles Adelson came across pretty good on the stand. I don't know how it's going to fare with the facts, because the facts don't look all that good. Other than I don't know if they're going to argue, look, this guy made some really dumb choices, and if he's looking at this as a life insurance policy to keep himself alive, well, that's pretty fucking stupid. But people do dumb things. So was that what he was doing, or is there something else more nefarious at play here?
I have a question. I say this lightly because I've got some dentists in my family, and my some people very close to me have worked for dentists before in some capacity. So I don't want to dive too much into it. But my question is, what is it about dentistry that seems to attract, I want to tread lightly here.
Murderers?
just some weird activity. Is it because it is a very lucrative field, so there might be some sort of privilege involved here? It's a very lucrative field, especially if you open your own business. If you open your own clinic, chances are you're going to have more than one. So you're going to be pulling in millions of dollars a year. It's very different than being like a family physician. Mm-hmm. You can make a shit ton of money being a dentist. So I'm wondering, is there something about that field that just lends itself to nefarious activities for the wrong person?
I don't know. I don't know if it's more so, you know, it takes a certain type of individual to do a job like that. And are they more apt in some way, shape, or form statistically to get involved in some sort of nefarious behavior? I don't know. I was just looking at the top 10 jobs that attract psychopaths on Forbes.
Oh, God. Who'd you tell?
Number one is CEO. Number two is lawyer. Number three, media. So we're right up there. Salesperson is four. Surgeon is five. So there you go. Journalist is six. Police officer, seven. Clergy is eight. Nine is chef. Coming in at number 10 is civil servant on the countdown. Looking to potentially avoid working with the least number of psychopaths, here's a list of occupations with the lowest rate of of working with a psychopath. Number one, care aide. Number two, nurse. Number three, therapist. Number four, craftsperson. Five, beautician, stylist, charity worker at number six. Seven is teacher. Creative artist is eight. Doctor is nine. Accountant is 10.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's not anything I thought it would be.
And it's an interesting, I mean, that's just the Forbes list, but yeah.
And I know there's a huge percentage of suicides in the dental profession, because when I was in the veterinary profession for 8 years, we had always talked about how veterinarians are one of the top professions that commit suicide. It makes sense. They deal with death all the time. People blame them, saying, you don't love my animal, all you want is money. And it's a very tragic field, and they do have access to medication to kill another living creature. That's just a regular thing that they do. But dentist, it was like, why are you in this category? Why is a dentist in this category of somebody who would commit suicide? I don't understand.
I do not know the answer to that, why that would be. But I don't know. I think it's more so statistically speaking, maybe you'll, I don't know. We've had a lot of evil dentist stories this year.
Yeah, we have. And then there was the dentist in Minnesota that went and shot that lion. And
yeah,
you know, I mean, like, why are you doing weird things like that? You know, go deer hunting, call the herd. That's fine. but you go and shoot a beloved lion that was doing nothing? That's weird.
It is a little strange. Maybe we'll get some insights from a dentist and say, here's why we're all psycho. No, they're not. But there, I don't know. There's certain areas that statistically you can see some upticks in here and there. As to why, yeah. I don't know.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.